Well, good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with CA and Annie. We are doing a mobile portable podcast. And so here we go. Let's give a round of applause. Let's give some clapping. And instead of afternoon crow or morning crow, let's give her some afternoon crow. My sidekick, Annie. Hey, Annie, how you doing?
Fantastic.
All right. We are doing Coffee and Conversation. We just got through doing a Facebook Live. I didn't mean to. I hope we didn't embarrass you there a little bit. I was taking everybody around, showing them the tree, and showing them that wonderful meatloaf that you got in the oven. Hope everybody's doing well. We want you to know that we're praying for you. If you haven't heard already, Annie is going in for surgery on Friday. Is that Friday? Yeah, Friday morning.
Yeah.
So we want to be in prayer for her at the close of our Coffee and Conversation. So she's going to be out of commission for just a little bit. So bear with her. Everything's going great. There's nothing to worry about. We know that God's got her, and she's going to be A-okay. So, again, you know, we just know that God's got you, Annie, and that's the good thing about it. When we know that our God's in control, we ain't got nothing to worry about. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. Amen. There we go. Well, how's your Christmas shop coming along there, friends? Are you getting your Christmas shopping done? During pandemic times, during this COVID-19, it's been kind of rough for a lot of us. I'm just now starting to make a little bit of a small little dent into Christmas shopping. And, you know, Annie, I still got people to buy for, believe it or not, just as much as you do, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get there. We're going to make it, folks. We are. I'm over at her home today. We're at her house up north. I cannot give you the exact location. Oh, about maybe an hour from Face Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, based on traffic. It's a very dreary day, very rainy day. Up here by your house, really all over the Metroplex. And we are doing our mobile podcasting from Texas. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, friends, and can't tell you the location she's from, but she's from Texas, about an hour away from where I'm at because of the weather. But anyway, we're doing a lot of talking today here, just kind of doing things kind of random, maybe playing some Christmas music. I sent a link on my Facebook account. Bill Gaither, Annie, I don't know if a lot of people know this. Bill Gaither, he did a version, and I got to hear the whole entirety of it. And it was little audio clips of the year 2020 when they were doing the 2020 gospel Christian music. Now, what he did, Annie, was he took the audio tapes and he cut them in different sequence. Some were from 10 years ago. Some were from maybe even 8 years ago. It was really the coolest thing. So, you like Bill Gaither?
I love Bill Gaither.
Oh, I do too. I do too. I can't wait for these singers to come back. You know, also, if you guys haven't heard already, I'm sure you already have heard, I put a posting out about the late, great Charlie Pride. This morning, I was thinking about doing a tribute, but other radio people on iHeartRadio and other networks was actually doing tribute to Charlie Pride. Little story about Charlie Pride, Annie. You want to hear a little story? True story?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, Charlie Pride, back about 20 years ago, Charlie Pride, one of his musicians, has a home in Watauga. I was visiting a friend who lived about 8 houses down. His tour bus came out there to Watauga, and when he went out to Watauga, they were playing. You could hear the actual instruments. I'm talking the drums, excuse me, the music, the singing. You could hear him actually blowing the house away in a nice way.
Wow.
And but I saw him from a distance. The reports I've got is that he's just such a nice, humble, kind man. They must have kept that under wraps. I didn't have any idea. I knew he died. They said he died of COVID at age 86.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know he had it. Did you?
I didn't until I heard that he had passed away.
Yeah, and you sent a link, which I shared the link on our Facebook page. Friends, like us on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. It was his last singing event which was the CMA event.
In November, last month.
Yeah, last month in November. So this must have just got him pretty quick. How sad. We've lost a lot of great people, haven't we?
And he did a great job performing. He looked so much younger than eight, you know, in his mid-80s. It's shocking, all the people we've lost from this terrible disease.
It is. It's very much shocking. In fact, Annie, you know what? The more I even think about it, we have lost a lot of good people. I know my friend had passed away, Ricky, at 72 years old of COVID-19. And the COVID was out of his body, as most of y'all have been asking, but it just did so much damage to his lungs and stuff. And, you know, they kept him on life support and on that ventilator. And, you know, and I guess, like you were saying, once you're on the ventilator, it's pretty much about it. I guess with COVID, unless some people pull through. However, the good news is the vaccine's coming, but it's going to take a few months, isn't it?
You know, yes, I'm very hopeful about that. But the thing is, we've all just got to keep social distancing, wearing masks, you know, washing hands, using the hand gel. But the thing is, that can be hard when we're around family. But unless you're around people that you're in your same household day after day, you still have to keep those precautions up. And that's one of the reasons we're seeing all of this spread, is people getting together and it's family and you feel like they don't look sick, everything should be okay. But then you hear, you know, days or weeks later, that a lot of people in these gatherings catch the COVID, and unfortunately, mm-hmm. some people catch it bad enough where they just don't survive it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to be vigilant. We've got to keep it up. Be safe.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I agree 100%. I sure do. Okay, Annie, while we're on the lines of talking about different things, there is a song I would love for you to play. It's a Matthew West song, and it's called The Hope of Christmas. And we're going to play that, friends. I think you're really going to like that, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's one of Matthew West's new songs. So, Annie, you're going to go ahead and play that. Let's hear that right about now. Only and exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, afternoon version. Coffee and Conversations, CA and Annie.
Take me back to 8 years old, the little church on a dead end road, with a candle flicker in one hand and Dad's hand in the other. Take me back to silent night. My heart was full and the world was right. 'Cause right now the world looks nothing like those innocent Decembers. These days peace on earth is hard to find, and I need you to remind me one more time. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. And you're still the hope of my heart. Watch the snowflakes falling down like a blanket on this town. For a moment we can hardly see the pain this year has brought us. May the sick find healing's touch. May hatred's fight be one with love. And may every heart make room for you, the one who came to save us. 'Cause you're still the hope. My little girl by my side, She slipped her tiny hand in mine, and we both talked to you. And it took me back to 8 years old, my daddy's hand and a story told about heaven's love in the manger low, and a promise that's still true. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. And you're still the hope of my heart.
Wasn't that a great song, friends? That is Matthew West's new song. And with my sidekick, Annie, trying to help me do it kind of mobile. We're doing it differently because I'm not at Faith Studio One. But wasn't that a beautiful song? So what we're going to do is I'm personally going to sing a song for you guys. You haven't even heard me tune it up, have you?
Well, maybe once in a while, but I think you have an amazing voice.
Well, thank you so much, Annie. I appreciate that. Yours truly, get your popcorn ready. Get your Coca-Cola ready. Put your comments down on what y'all think of this, will you?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me get a swig of my Coke. Annie, hang on a minute. I'm going to sing Oh Holy Night. Okay, so get your popcorn ready. Yours truly, CA, doing the karaoke version of the Carrie Underwood Oh Holy Night. Exclusively and only on Coffee and Conversations with CA, your on-air personality, and Annie, your on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Let's kick this off. Let's see if CA can sing it. All right, here we go. Stand by, guys. It takes just a minute. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, all night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night divine. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appears and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night divine. About that, let me give myself... Cheers. Thank you, guys. Hand clapping. Yes, indeed. Afternoon crow. If you want to laugh at me, feel free.
That was beautiful.
All right. Thank you, Annie. I appreciate it. Y'all didn't know that OCA could actually sing. Now, I sung Annie. By the way, will you look up that other song that I was talking about, too, for the crow? We'll do that here in a minute. Yes, we're having fun over here at Annie's house. Why not? That's what it's all, that's what it's all about. Enjoying time with friends and family. And yeah, believe it or not, Annie, I used to sing in my junior high, North Richland Junior High. I sung in the choir. And I was the only boy alto with all the ladies, all the young ladies that were in my group. And believe it or not, they had a tenor girl. So, I guess my voice wasn't that low enough. But anyway, that's what it's all about. Enjoying time with family, friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance, whatever it may be. Just really enjoying life and having fun and living it to its fullest, even during COVID times, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
That being said, I have got it in my heart to sing another one, but I'm going to sing it with part of the group that's very one of my favorites. We wish you the merriest. Annie's fixing to play it. Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. I'm going to sing it. I'm going to try to sing it with them. I don't have the words, but I'm going to try to squeeze it in. It's only a little two-minute clip, then we'll come right back. Only and exclusively on Coffee and Conversations here at Annie's house with CA and Annie on iHeartRadio. Wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. Hit it, boys.
The merriest, the merriest, yes, the merriest.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest New Year.
We wish you the
merriest,
the happiest,
happiest,
the happiest.
We wish you the happiest, the happiest, happiest New Year.
May your tree be filled with happiness,
happiness and uplift all. And cheerfulness for all.
We wish
you the merriest, the merriest,
happiest, yes, the
happiest.
We
wish you the merriest, the merriest, the happiest.
You'll cheer and the happiest New Year. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. The merriest, the merriest, the merriest.
To the happiest, the happiest, happiest,
the happiest.
We wish you the happiest, the happiest,
the happiest New Year.
Sing it, boys.
Happiness and friendliness for all.
May your heart be filled with cheerfulness.
With happiness and cheerfulness and friendliness for all.
We wish you the happiest, the merriest, oh,
the
happiest.
You'll cheer, and the happiest,
say the friendliest,
and the cheeriest,
be the merriest New Year.
There you go, they tongue twisted on me, friends. Good old Frank Sinatra, Blue Eyes, and Bing Crosby and CA off key, as always. We wish you the merriest. Okay, now I've got a song I want to play, guys. Get your hankies ready. And we're getting close to near end of our show here in just a little bit on Coffee and Conversation. This particular song is a song called A Soldier's Silent Night. I've played it before on our podcast show, so enjoy.
It was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings on the mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark, it was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought put a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. Life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. But I couldn't control it and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night. This guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure. He whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day, all secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.
I'll tell you what, Annie, wasn't that a great song for our military troops?
Absolutely. That was just beautiful.
It really was. You know, and they listened a lot to us on the USO radio network, almost a tongue twister for me. It might be all that singing that I do. But yeah, the US radio network, USO radio network, me and Annie sure love you guys to death. And we thank you so much for listening. And that song to you troops that are out there, out in the cold and everything, and we thank you all for what you do. Your work doesn't get unknown, that's for sure. And we pray for you daily. Annie, we're getting closer to closing. We have one more song we're going to play here in a bit. You know, Christmas coming up, we're talking about COVID times. If you hear Duke snoring, guys, we apologize. He's out like a light. we talk a lot about, you know, everybody's doing the online thing out of the norm, you know, and things have kind of changed. You know, I really do believe in my heart that there are going to be brighter days ahead for 2021. Not quite sure how long this COVID stuff's going to last, but you're probably thinking the same thing I am, brighter days ahead.
Yes.
Great things happening in 2021. And you know what? We're just going to continue to press on. We're going to continue to give it to God. And, you know, and I want you to know, on behalf of me and your radio, being my radio sidekick on Sundays from time to time, we got some exciting things coming up, guys, that we'll be talking about going into 2021. Also, Annie, I just want you to know here in a little while, we're going to be praying for you. We're going to be praying for your foot. We know you're going to go through complete healing. I appreciate you letting me do that Facebook Live. I know I kind of caught you off guard. You're not going to wring my neck, are you?
Never.
That still means I get part of the meatloaf, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, as long as I still... Well, there we go. It's almost done, friends. We want you to know we love you and we appreciate you. And it's going to be okay. You're going to get through this. And you're going to go through complete healing. It's just been a complete nightmare for her. But God's going to take her and he's going to bless her fivefold on this. And she's going to pull through. So here in a little bit, we're going to be praying for you. But before we do that, I've got a song I want you to play for me. This is what it's all about. If we had to sum it up in all one word, what December the 25th is about, it's about Jesus' birthday. Our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because God is three in one. He's God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And keep in mind that God came down as God-man, and he was in, you know, Virgin Mary, as we read on in Scripture in the book of Luke, which I'll be reading some of that to you guys on a Christmas version, a very special one on December 24th. But that's the reason for the season is Jesus. So in honor of that, Annie, I would like for you to play the song. It's a favorite one, guys. It's from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and it's Happy Birthday, Jesus, on Coffee and Conversations with C.A. and Annie on iHeartRadio.
The tinsel and light.
Happy birthday, Jesus, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And you know what? That little girl that sings it, happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. Oh, Andy, doesn't that just touch your heart? All the tinsel is nice, and the giving is nice, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you.
I really think that that's especially meaningful when you think about what the Christmas story and Jesus coming to earth as a man means for us.
And I think of all the lost people, Annie, out there that don't know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. You know what? I don't know. I just kind of feel it at your home right now that without any music playing, I want to help somebody out there that maybe wants to know about Jesus Christ. And it's very simple. What I'm going to do is I normally do a three-way podcast altar call. With no music whatsoever, I want to help those of y'all that want to know about Jesus, that want to make your Christmas the best it's ever been, despite COVID times. What do you think that would be? Having Christ in your heart. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to pray for you. Me and Annie are going to pray for you. We love you guys. I love everybody in the whole entire world over here. You know what? I remember, Annie, back in children's church in my younger days, back in the Baptist days, it was red or yellow, black or white, they are special in my sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world, and he loves you. And let me tell you right now, with no music playing, you may be going through some hard times right now. Hey, I understand. I've been there. We're all going through there right now. We're going through tough times. We are. But there's hope for you. And that's what I feel God has instilled on my heart before we pray for Annie. He has instilled on my heart. He said, CA, I want you to speak it out on behalf of me and tell them if they want to know about me that you're going to help them. Now, I can't make you guys, but I can help you. And how's the simplest way you ask? Okay, you've got a soul inside of you. Let me compare it to something that you guys would make a lot of sense, a lot of you people that are curious and want to know about Jesus Christ. On sycamore trees, my parents used to have a sycamore tree. On the sycamore tree was a locust. Now, a locust at a certain time gets out of its shell when it's dead and gone. Okay? Inside your body is a soul. Your soul has to make a choice, heaven or hell. Scripture reminds us, in my home, I have many mansions. Okay, you may have a beautiful home. You may live in a 10-story home. You may live in a shack. But I'm going to tell you something right now. God loves you, and he's going to give you what you want, because this ain't going out to any of my realtor friends whatsoever that know me. Okay. New homes are nice. Modest homes are nice. Shacks are nice. Tents are nice. It doesn't matter. We're all God's people. So this is what I want you to remember before we get started on this. Jesus loves you. Jesus cares about you. He cares about your soul. And it's so important for you to know him. So, how do you get there? Well, with a humble heart and your eyes are closed and just between you and the Heavenly Father, not CA, but between you and the Heavenly Father, I'm going to help you. Like I said, with the locust going out of cocoon, that's the way one day we're all going to die. Your soul's either going to go to heaven or it's going to go to hell. If it was my choice, I would tell you I would take the high road to heaven, not to hell. Hell is a great lake of fire, just like I talked about. If you go back to the book of Revelations, when I did my Bible studies on Revelations with you all. Very, very important that you know Jesus in your life, and it's simple, and it's what? Free, F-R-E-E. I don't care if you're living in a tent and you're listening to this podcast right now. There is hope for you. Or if you're in a nice home, there's hope for you. It's great to live comfortably and have lots of money, and that's good. Even the rich folks would be up in heaven. Your good deeds at churches, when you go to church and stuff, as they start opening back up, your good deeds are good, but that ain't going to get you to heaven. Being a youth pastor isn't going to get you just to heaven. Being a pastor isn't going to get you to heaven. Being a children's church director isn't going to get you to heaven. Being a choir director, or what would be called, I guess, in layman's terms, a worship leader, will not get you to heaven. Question is, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? So here we go. How do you do it, CA? Simple. It's like I use the event just like Billy Graham used to use. You take your car and you turn it around. So you're taking your body and you're turning it around. You're turning your life to Jesus Christ. First, you got to admit. Pray this prayer with me, sinners. Lord Jesus, I admit I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins I've ever committed. Please forgive me, God, of any wrongdoing. Next, you want to believe, for I accept you as my personal Savior. I know that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, and he died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sin, and my sin is nailed to the cross. He did that for me because he loved me, and his blood shed for me. He died on the cross for me, and on the third day he was resurrected, and he is alive and well up there in heaven, sitting on the right-hand side of the throne next to you. So at this moment, I accept you, because you're believing. I accept you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, live inside of my soul forever and ever. I accept you as my personal Savior. Thirdly, you want to commit. Father God, I commit my life to you. It's not going to be an easy road being a Christian. I'm going to get ridiculed. I'm going to get talked about. But you know what? I have you. I have pastor friends. I have neighbor friends. And I've got CA on iHeartRadio and Annie on iHeartRadio that love me and care about me and will support me through all of this. So I commit my life to you, whether it's to be a pastor, a worship pastor, choir director, whatever it may be, children's church director, or even a youth pastor, or even a regular pastor, whatever it may be, missionary. I open my heart to you, or doing the work that I'm doing and reaching others and being that beacon lighthouse and the ambassador for you. For I love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Congratulations and welcome to the kingdom, because right now, up in heaven, the saints, the angels, are rejoicing because you, somebody out there, got saved. Right, Annie?
That's right.
And on top of that, our Father God, our God up in heaven, is rejoicing with a job well done, CA, by mentioning that. Guys, it's simple having Christ in your life, I'm telling you. Email me or Annie and let us know, or put it on the Facebook comment. Give me your name and your state, first name, state. I'm not about numbers. I just want to know you got reached. Share this podcast with someone that's down and out, because there's hope. And you know why, Annie?
Why is that?
Because there's hope in the Lord. You got hope in Christ. When you're down and out, he's right there. He's a 24/7 God. Just like when you go in for surgery and everything. Okay, thank you, friends, for taking the opportunity of listening to that when God instills it in my heart. Annie, in closing, we are going to pray for you. We love you. You're a very special part of this coffee and conversations. I'm not going to personally be able to be there for you on the surgery. You've got a lot of people that are praying for you. I'll be one of them. But you know what? God's going to be right there. It's day surgery, and you're going to make it. And you're going to be okay. We're praying for a speedy recovery. I will keep you posted on how she's doing. Her daughters are going to be there, mom and dad. She got a lot of support. You got a lot of love and support. And, of course, I'll support you too as well. But we're going to pray for you right now, dear sister in Christ. So let's pray for Annie right now. Everybody join together. Group hands or whatever it may be. Dear Jesus, right now we just come to you on Coffee and Conversations. We're praying for CA's sidekick, Annie, on iHeartRadio. I know that she's getting a little nervous. I know she is a little fearful about what to expect. But we know, God, that you're going to be in there. And we know that you're going to heal her. And we know that the surgery is going to go well. And there'll be no complications whatsoever on her foot. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you heal her foot. You get it back to normal for her. And her road to recovery will be a speedy and quick one. Oh, God, we love our dear sister in Christ, and we thank you so much for Annie. Just pray for total protection and be with her family as well. For we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Annie, is there anything you want to say in closing on Coffee and Conversations to the listeners out there?
I just appreciate all the prayers because I know that they make such a difference.
Amen.
Thank you.
You bet. And guys, that is going to pretty much wrap it up on Coffee and Conversations with CA and Annie. Hey, I want you to remember, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check us out. Like us. Follow us on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, and Google Podcasts. Alrighty, and remember, the sun does rise on the other side. We will catch you soon. Y'all enjoy your Sunday. Bye for now.